Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for September 24th, 2019. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include why you need to stop blaming your host for overages and asking them to fix things they're not even qualified to do. More live sessions for revamping old content in the DIY SEO course. A new post with an update on where I am in flipping a hobby site into a moneymaker. Yahoo is making some changes in why you still want to leave their email service. A new post with my advice about using the nofollow and sponsored link attributes. New video tutorials on how to manually add those link attributes and why not to use plugins. A fantastic post on how to use Astra Themes and Gutenberg by one of my fave webmaster designers. What's up with high-profile YouTube accounts getting hacked and how to protect yourself, and a reminder that it's time to update above PHP 7.1 now before time runs out. So let's dive in. I sure do hope you'll join me for tonight's live stream at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on the Bloggate Facebook page. It's a great way to get the deeper story on what's reported in Tips Tuesday. And I almost always have breaking news for the day, too. So come join us live for the party. In Bloggate happenings, woo! It's been an overly productive week here. You know, I've been putting in overtime every day to keep the site audit request on time. Plus, keep the deadlines I set for the year on both Bloggate and Heartwood Art on track. A couple of the current site audit jobs turned out to be a whole lot bigger than expected, since the clients actually had multiple sites, and all of them had some pretty serious issues. Now, some of those issues were caused by the host with wrong or conflicting setups or misconfigurations. Now, after the audit and fixes, two clients also wanted full HTTPS conversions done, but we'll have to put that off until they move to a host that can actually accommodate it. You know, some hosts are still using the super old varnish ways of speeding up their old servers, and that does not work well with SSL certificate renewal when you use Cloudflare, not to mention how slow the site is because of it. And another host had the client on two CDNs at the same time. I'm shocked that the site could even be delivered due to those conflicts. Now, they did that in an effort to stop the bad bot attacks that were driving up resource usage instead of actually securing the site fully. You know, in fact, I've helped three clients this month come out of the red with hosting overages, and all of them were easy fixes, and their sites run so much faster now too. Hey, if you're new to site ownership, you may think the host is supposed to fix all this stuff with your site. Hosts know hosting, not WordPress. And they certainly don't know how security or Cloudflare or plugins or all the other things that lead to slow site performance work or how to fix them. Stop blaming your host for your overages and issues. And stop expecting them to fix it. And stop being ignorant of how your site choices are directly contributing to your problems. Bloated themes and resource hog plugins are there because you chose them. Now, if you've been following Bloggate on Facebook, you've been seeing reports of how many plugins I've flagged in audits. It's generally about half. A site audit is a major education for being a successful DIY site owner, so you know these things. None of my clients are techies, but now they know what the slow site issues are and how to keep their sites fast and secure. You know, sometimes those fixes are just proper security and some plugin changes and learning how to optimize their images better. Now, once you know what the drags are, they're pretty easy to fix. So come get your audit and get in the know and start enjoying a fast site that's secure and lets you sleep at night with no major surprises. And woohoo! Last week, I met live with my DIY SEO course members to do a workshop with a checklist on how to revamp old content to perform better. And in the next weeks, we'll start live group sessions so folks can get help with their specific post. You know, generic SEO advice only goes just so far, and all of it will make more sense with your own content. We'll do this through the end of October and then take a break for the holidays. And then we start up our regular live workshop series in January. Oh, and I want to give you an update on what's happening with my woodworking site. You know, I'm taking courses on Pinterest and Amazon, and I'm mostly on track for the goals I set for my woodworking site. I honestly didn't expect so many of y'all to jump on the insane savings during my Super Summer Sales event here on Bloggate back in July. And with all that new site out at Biz, I've had to modify my schedule for Heartwood Art projects. Plus, a massive batch of traffic to the site let me know this thing could take off at any time. So, at this point in the year, I need to switch my focus from creating new content to promoting it and monetizing the site. Now, I started a Pinterest course, and I'm meeting with one of my clients to do a paid session on getting me back up to speed with doing Amazon affiliate products. The last time I did that, Amazon still had their A store. And things have changed, and it's worth paying for a one-on-one session to help me hit the ground running with it again. And you can see my new post on when it's time to monetize your site for all the details on this. I've got a lot to do before the year's end with it. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In email tips, it looks like Yahoo is trying to remain a player in the game. They spent money updating their logo. And in their announcement about it, they said they have upgraded the interface for their email service too. Now, they have been one of the worst email services for years now. And I even have it on my contact forms that if you use Yahoo, Hotmail, or AOL, I may not be able to converse with you as those get blocked by G Suite filters as spam. Now, I don't know if this latest push is going to help Yahoo hang in the game, but it's going to take more than a fresh coat of paint for me to change my opinion about using their email service. And for goodness sake, wake up to the fact that you're running a business and invest in your success. Stop trying to get everything for free until you're making money on your site. There is no other business that you can run that way. There are always startup costs and business expenses. You write them off on your taxes. And $5 a month to get a G Suite account so you can use a domain-related email address is peanuts. Those DKIM and SPF records also ensure that your emails get delivered without going into spam boxes. You know, most hosts make it super easy to add Google MX records. Some even have wizards for it. And FYI, if you're on Cloudflare, you need to add those records to it too. And turn off the records the host spits out for your email stuff and set that to auto-detect the email service and use. And GoDaddy offers a good pro email service too, as does Rackspace, and it's only $2 a month. So, no excuses about it anymore. In SEO tips, on September 10th, Google announced that they will be making changes with how they regard the nofollow link attribute, and they announced two new link attributes for sponsored and UGC or user-generated content. Now, in every Tips Tuesday since, I've told you about the latest news and that I was purposely holding off on writing a post on it until we saw how all of this shook out. The initial word was to do nothing with your current links, and I bet money that wouldn't hold. As I predicted, the word now is that we should use these link attributes. So go read my post from Monday about what's happening, why Google is doing this, and what you need to do. And then go see my updated guide with new videos for how to create these links. I show you how to create every kind of link using the Classic Editor, TinyMC Advanced, and Gutenberg. You'll also see why you need to stop having links open in a new tab or window, as that's a security risk and not good for affiliate marketers. Plus, you'll see how WordPress itself is waffling on this and why you can't count on their default link creators to keep your site secure if you open it in a new tab. Yes, it took me the longest time to get over the mindset of having links not open in a new tab. If I can do it, so can you. In theme tips, for those who have been following Tips Tuesday closely, you know that I'm crazy itchy to do a deep dive into Astra themes and showcase them and their plugins in my Gutenberg Ninja course. So you'll understand how delighted I was to see this post from fellow webmaster and designer Michelle Phillips of CodeFetti. It's how to use Astra WordPress theme and Gutenberg. Woo, she knocked it out of the park with a deep look on using Astra themes and Gutenberg. I am so grateful to Michelle for this post, as it will give me a major leg up in my own deep checks and plans for what I'll be including in the course. And Michelle will be who I turn to for styling help for some of the new templates and such I'll be making for the course too. So most definitely go check out this post and Michelle if you're thinking about changing themes. And definitely if you want a good alternative to Genesis. Now FYI, I've been meeting behind the scenes with a few of my webmasters who've been taking me on a tour of page builders like Thrive, Beaver Builder, and Elementor, and I have yet to see anything they do that Gutenberg can't do. And I'll be building out some of those templates for the course so you can do it with Gut too. In security tips, Forbes is reporting that several big YouTubers had their accounts hacked recently in what looks like a coordinated attack. Now, most all of these accounts also had two-factor authentication, and it looks like those folks received a phishing email that, when responded to, allowed the hackers to spy on their two-factor authentication login. Now, they say that email looked pretty authentic, like a real email from Google. But if you look closely, there were telltale signs that it was fake. And now the vanity URLs of the channels were changed and the owners were locked out. You know what really scares me about this? Is that so many folks have one login for all of their Google-related accounts, like Analytics, Search Console, and email. Now, there is no report that the hackers bothered to log into those accounts, and hopefully the owners have changed passwords. So, be super careful with any email you receive about any of your accounts. Don't click the link in the email. Go directly to the site of that account and log in from there to see if there is truly an issue or not. And if not, report the phishing email you received. Now, keep in mind that the hackers ran in around all security measures by tricking the human into clicking a link in an email. Your online security starts with you. Hey, gentle reminder that if you have not upgraded your PHP version to 7.2 or higher, now is the time. Support for 7.1 ends on December 1st, 2019, and you may need time to fix anything or replace any plugins that do not work with higher PHP versions. Now, this is especially important if you're on SiteGround and have not explicitly set your PHP version. They're going to upgrade you from the system default of 7.1 without warning between now and December. So you go set it yourself now and get out of that automated upgrade stuff. Go see my post on how to check and change your PHP version. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support the free and helpful info you get on BlogGate and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit BlogGate.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.